Linus doesn't have a security blanket with him today. Okay, my security blanket is my three-ring binder that I bring faithfully every Sunday to this service, and I preach out of that. I don't have that here today. So this is going to be a test of my faith. That's going to be a test of your faith, because you're going to have to listen to me. Okay? But I'm going to begin with part of the reading was from Mark chapter 6, the feeding of the 5,000. I'm going to read now the feeding of the 4,000. We're going to look at the similarities. It says, during these days, another large crowd gathered. Very similar to the other one. Only this one, there was a few less people. Not 1,000 less, but still lots of people. And they had nothing to eat, just like the first time. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. And they have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Now, I bring this message to you on Mother's Day because there's a lot of miracles that go on in kitchens all the time. Mothers who look in the cupboard and they say, what am I going to feed my hungry children today? And a miracle happens. The kids get fed, don't they? It happens all the time. Maybe there wasn't 4,000 at the table, but it probably felt like it. And Jesus said, I had compassion on these, and if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. The disciples answered, but where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? Now that, doesn't that remind you of what happened in the first feeding of the 5,000? They asked a similar question, didn't they? And here's the thing. In the first feeding of the 5,000, the disciples had a solution. Send them away and they will get them fed. We will get them fed. Jesus also had a solution. He said, you feed them, didn't he? He said, you feed them. Now right away, that made their head spin because right away they said, we don't have enough money. Do you see how fast it goes to money? Right away, let's throw money at this thing and maybe we can fix it. They said, we don't have enough money. They misinterpreted Jesus' solution. We a lot of times say, oh, we got to solve the problem with money. And sometimes, and here's the other thing, sometimes we use money to be the scapegoat, or I should say the lack of money to be the scapegoat for inaction. We don't have the money, so we're not going to do anything. Anyway, back to this. This is the second feeding of the thousands of people. Now the disciples are going to play along because they've been through this already. They know, they've learned a little bit. They're going to play along with Jesus. Hey, we're in a remote place. We don't have enough bread. How are we going to feed all these people? And Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? 7. What, there were 5 the first time, right? Now there's 7. Ooh, it went up a couple loaves. And when he had taken the 7 loaves and he had given thanks, just like before, and they had a few small fish as well, it says, and he gave thanks and they distributed it and they broke the pieces and they had all this left over. So the first time, what? There was 12 baskets left over. And here there were 5 baskets left over. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this. Even though I don't have notes up here, I've been thinking a lot about this. This is not something I'm coming off the top of my head, okay? One of the times I thought about this is, what is this about? Is this about being, you know, when your faith is baked into your life? When your faith is baked into your life, it becomes part of you. It becomes the active ingredient for you to live. So we can have a faith that's baked into our life, or we can have half-baked faith. Okay? Did you ever have a half-baked cake or something? When you say, ooh, this looks delicious, and you cut into it, ooh, it's gooey and yucky inside. It didn't get baked all the way through. We don't want to have half-baked faith. We want to have faith that's baked in. It's irreversible. In other words, you can't separate the ingredients after it's baked and take it apart anymore. So the Pharisees, also there's a boat in both of these things. You know there's a boat. After they feed the 5,000, they go on in a boat. After they feed the 4,000, they go on a boat. It's like an excursion. Hey, we, you know. But here's the interesting thing when they're in the boat, and this is where I want to get to. See, there's a level here that's physical level. They met the people's physical needs, and that was good, and that was all. That was wonderful. But then here it says, they got into the boat on that second feeding, and they were crossing the lake, and the disciples had forgotten to bring bread. Isn't that just like guys? You have 12, you have seven extra basketfuls, but the guys don't take it. They just, we don't need that. And Jesus says, and so they're talking about this, discussing about this. And Jesus makes this interesting thing. He says, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. And they discussed this with one another and said, it was because we brought no bread. We don't have any bread. And aware of this discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, ears but fail to hear, and you don't remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of bread pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of bread did you pick up? 7. Good answer, students. Do you still not understand? Do you know, Jesus made reference when, they were in that first feeding of the 5,000, they were out on the boat, the storm came up, they were fighting the waves, Jesus came walking on the water, and he came into the boat, and the sea calmed, and they were amazed, and they were fearful, and it said something interesting there. Mark says that they did not understand about the bread. He just kind of threw it, almost like, what? What's that got to do with Jesus walking on the water and being afraid? You see, there's something spiritual that Jesus wants, and he's trying to get that through to his disciples. That's why he does the 5,000. That's why he's doing the 4,000. And my question to this morning is, what is it that they don't understand? What is it that we don't understand? Anybody want to take a guess at that? Because I was wondering a long time. I'm not sure I know, but I know this. Here's my big point. This will be a short sermon today. I can feel it already. We are eating God's leftovers. Think about that for a second. This world is, in fact, God's leftovers. That means that what's to come is the main dish. I mean, that is the big feast. Think about all the blessings you got in this world. Whether it's your family, whether it's your health, whether it's the beauty of a rose, or the walking through the wet grass in the morning, or the birds singing, or whatever. The beauty of the world. It's so much better to come. This is just God's love. This is God's overflow. This is God's overflow into our lives. Does that make sense? We have so much more to look forward to. And God's generosity there. Jesus' generosity. Here you are. I fed the 5,000. I have 12 basketfuls left over. I fed the 4,000. I have 7 baskets left over. You can eat from that till your heart's content. This is the abundant life. Didn't Jesus say, I have come to have so you could have abundant life? You could have life abundantly. God's leftovers are our abundance. Remember the psalmist, what do you say? It is better to live in the outer courts of God. I'd rather live there. What does it say? I can't remember the name of it. Llewellyn, tell me part of that. Yeah. But our hearts are hardened. We don't always see. Our ears don't always. What did he say? What did Paul say? No ear has heard. No eye has seen what God has prepared for those who love him. Okay? So we look around and we're getting to it. Remember the Samaritan, who was it, the Syrophoenician woman who ate the crumbs, that even the dogs will eat the crumbs off the master's table. I'll just take the crumbs. This world is the crumbs. in a sense. We got so much more to look forward to. And yet, even the crumbs of God are better than anything that the world has to offer. And yet, we're so quick to, I don't know, chase after more. Can we be satisfied with the crumbs God gives us? Because those crumbs are, they are the abundant life. I want to go back just for a second about the, you know, the active ingredient. Again, is that trying to understand? No. Yes, there's the physical nourishment, but there is the spiritual nourishment. And we need the yeast. If there's yeast of if there's yeast of Herod and there's yeast of the Pharisees, guess what? That means there's yeast of God. The yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod is self-preservation, autonomy. No one, I'm not going to listen to anybody. No, I'm not going to submit to anybody. The Pharisees are like, you know, I need to be in charge so that you keep you people in your place, and so that, you know, they're using religion to keep people in their place. You know, you come to me and I'll have the answers for you. That, you know, that's job protection for the Pharisees. That's the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod lead to death. That's all there is to it. He says, be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. And by that, he's saying, take in the yeast of God. Take in that active ingredient that brings eternal life, that brings you life, abundant life. That's the yeast of God. That's a submission to God's truth. That's a submission to God's Holy Spirit. That's a submission to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and King. He says, understand that. Watch out for that. But take in what I have. Jesus said right in the scriptures, didn't he say, I am the bread of life. The Pharisees wanted, they wanted a sign, didn't they? What's interesting, Jesus said, I'm not going to give you a sign. But in fact, he did give them a sign. Isn't that interesting? He says, I will not give you a sign, but right, he's actually giving him a sign because he's saying, the bread of heaven, I am the bread of heaven, has come down to feed your soul. Just like I fed the 5,000, just like I fed the 4,000. Just like I'm going to raise myself, or Jesus is going to be raised from the dead. Just like Jonah was raised out of the whale. Not the whale, the big great fish. So the disciples are saying, hey, we don't have any bread. And here Jesus, the bread of life, was in the boat with them. And he says, do you not understand? Are your hearts hardened? Don't you remember? What's the active ingredient in your life? What's gonna cause you to raise? You're gonna raise you up to the occasion before you. And I don't know what that occasion is. Maybe it's hatred towards your neighbor. What's gonna help you love your neighbor instead? When that fear arises in your life, what's going to help you overcome the fear? There's so many challenges in life. What's the yeast of God? It's got to be His truth, His love, His movement in our lives, His word. Comments or questions? All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for these stories of the 5,000, the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000. It met the physical needs of a myriad of people. And you had so much more to teach. It was not just about the physical needs. It was about their souls, about the disciples' souls. Lord, it's about our souls. It's about knowing that our faith in you, Lord, brings us to abundant life. And Lord, as we look at this life and all the blessings and the beauty of it and all the happiness and the joy in it, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just a little tiny taste of the glory. We have so much more to look forward to. And yes, we can have abundant life here on earth, and yet it's only the beginning. Lord, help us remember that. Help us remember that we serve a generous and unlimitless God. And so we can be about being generous to others, because we know you'll never run out. Never run out of your love and mercy, grace. Thank you, Lord. We pray for our mothers. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.